At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What's up, everybody? Joe Miller, voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast. And my guess is you are missing some exclusive content from the Overreaction podcast. What does that mean? That means that I have my own RSS feed inside of whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, the Overreaction Show. I know that a lot of you are navigating over to the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network feed, and you're basically getting it there every single week. However, when you do that and you don't subscribe to my own personal RSS feed, you're missing out on the pregame content. You're missing out on my reposts of the Humpty Hotline. Any special content or bonus pods that I'm doing, you are missing because they're not found on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network primary feed. So this is what I want you to do. Get into your whatever platform you're listening to, search Overreaction Bills. My show will come up, subscribe to it, rate it, leave a comment, and then let's rock this thing. What is up, Bills Mafia? Come on. Come on, Bills Mafia. The smile on my face is a mile wide. Welcome into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. What is up? Welcome into the show. Come on now. It is Victory Monday. It is Victor officially at 12:26 on Monday morning, December 14th. Is that right? Is it December 14th? It is December 14th as I check my phone. It is officially Victory Monday. You guys are blowing up my mentions. I don't know how I'm going to get through all of these tweets that you guys are sending me. But Bills Mafia is large and in charge, excited, and you know what? We've been putting the nation and the media on notice all season, all the way back to the Miami Dolphins game when Josh Allen threw for over 400 yards. We were making statements all year long, and we've done it again. The Buffalo Bills made a statement on primetime Sunday Night Football, defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm sorry, the 11-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Defeating the 11-1 Pittsburgh Steelers 26-15. 26-15 in primetime, by the way. Oh man, it just feels so good. But you are listening. I gotta get the business done. I gotta get the business done so that we can get on to the fun stuff, right? So, as I said, you're listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast. I'm gonna do my best to contain myself throughout this entire show. However, I've got notes. I can't promise I'm gonna stick to them. I'm gonna do the best I can. I'm already having some audio issues, but you don't know that, but it is what it is. But here's what's up. This is the Overreaction Sports Podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator. Who is the Market Dominator? The Market Dominator is my friend, John Spaschek. John helped me buy my house. When my family moved back to Buffalo, we were transitioning. Listen to me. Don't fast forward this podcast. My family was in transition after going through a tragedy in our last position, our last roles living in Columbus, Ohio. We were at the bottom of the barrel emotionally. We were hurt. We were disenfranchised on a lot of things. And John, when we made the transition, when we made the move back to Buffalo, New York, we needed to buy a home. And time was running out on us. Well, what do you mean time was running out on you, Joe? What I mean was we needed to be in the district that we wanted our girls to go to school in before school started. And it was like the third week in August. It was like bad news. It was like, yeah, this doesn't look like it's going to happen. But John and John's team came through for us. John is a mortgage broker with Keller Williams. He negotiated for us. Our bid got accepted. He got us into the house early. So he got us early occupancy. He got the whole entire deal done in under 60 days, which is unheard of in New York State. If you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking to sell a home, you need to call John right now. You can reach him at 716-570-3298. 716-570-3298. You can also email him at yourelitebroker@gmail.com. He is also on Twitter at yourelitebroker. And this is the best part. John is also Bill's Mafia. There. Call John. Tell him the voice said it, sent you. And hook up, link your carriage, your wagon to his. But ladies and gentlemen, man. Bill's Mafia, I am just... I feel like I need to play the music again. Like, and I don't mean the opening show music. I mean the Renegade music. Is this for real? Is this real life for us right now? Are we talking real life? Is this real life for Bill's Mafia? You are listening to the Overreaction... Don't listen, Buffalo Bills. The Overreaction Bills Podcast. And no matter where this pod finds you, this podcast, this show, this episode, whether it's around a cup of coffee on Monday morning, Victory Monday morning, or on the drive to work on Victory Monday, or at the gym with your AirPods in on, say it with me, Victory Monday, 10-3, Victory Monday. Let me just say welcome into the show. I'm so glad that you are here. I'm so glad that you are with me. I hope that you are as excited as I am. Your Buffalo Bills are 10-3. They have now beaten two good teams. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. They have beaten two good teams back-to-back in primetime football. I said it. I told you guys last week. I told you guys in the preview show what I needed to see from this football team. What I needed to see from this franchise to begin to thoroughly sweep the closet of the dust moths and the little dust mites and the crap in the closet that is lingering in my mind and my spirit and just my psyche of 20 years of being driven into the turf. What I needed to see from this team, what I needed to see for the closet to be officially broomed out, one of the last scratches on the piece of paper that I needed to see was for this football team to show up in back-to-back weeks against good football teams, and it just so happened to be that they were going to be on primetime, so I included that part. I need to see them beat two good teams back-to-back in primetime. And they did it. They freaking did it. Is this the world where, is this what I felt like when I was a teenager? Is this what I remember? Is this how it felt back then when I knew that we had a good franchise, when I knew that we had a good quarterback, when I knew that we had a good wide receiver and a good defense, when I knew that we had a good head coach, when I knew that we had a good front? Is this what that feeling was like? Because I'll be honest with you. It's been so long. It all feels new again. But I needed to see this team step up in back-to-back weeks, and they did it. You watched it. And in a football game where, as much as coming into it, people were like, oh, the weather, Josh doesn't play good. The weather doesn't mean anything. I don't know how many times I have to tell people. I've watched quarterbacks in the NFL in years prior and today not have trouble in the weather. Whether you want to talk about Jim Kelly in the weather or John Elway in the weather, or, you know, how about Russell Wilson? It's not exactly warm in Seattle in November and December, in January. Tom Brady in the weather, right? Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre in the weather. Like, and everybody's like, oh, I don't think the Bills can play in the weather. It was cold. It's cold right now. It's 12:33. It's cold right now in Buffalo. I live in Buffalo. It's cold here. There was some snow that fell. There was a little bit of precipitation. The weather was not a factor in this football game. But we are 10-3. Your football team, the Bills, the Buffalo Bills, are now 10-3, and they've got a 2.5 game lead on the Miami Dolphins, who fell to the Kansas City Chiefs in glorious fashion, might I add. And what I mean by that is, I hate the fish. It just is what it is. Sorry, Kevin, if you're listening. The story of this football game. There's a lot of stories in this football game, and you're going to hear a lot of great things this week. And it is my hope and my prayer that when I finally get my head to the pillow, and I get probably about 3 hours of sleep tonight, which I'm guessing you guys didn't get much either because you've got visions of playoffs and Super Bowls dancing through your head. It is my hope, sincere prayer, that when we wake up in the morning and we watch Good Morning Football, that they give us more than 45 seconds worth of highlights. That they finally talk about the football team from Western New York, from Siberia, that nobody wants to talk about. The city where, when it's 46 degrees, Rich Eisen says, in a frigid Buffalo, New York. Meanwhile, it was colder everywhere else in America practically that night a couple years back. In a city where we get accused of having the worst weather in the NFL. Meanwhile, we've gotten about a half an inch of snow this year, and Denver's gotten a lot more than us. A team in a city that is pretty much forgotten. A football team that belongs to a city that is there's no other city that's more proud of its football team than Buffalo is of its Bills. I don't care about the Packers. I don't care about the Bears. I don't care about the fake New England Patriots fans that are all going to vanish next year when they end up in real quarterback purgatory for the next 20 years. We're talking about a city and a football team that the NFL is better when they're good. And the NFL has spent 20 years trying to make sure that they stay bad and trying to convince you as a fan base that this city cannot support it. But the Buffalo Bills are back. Officially. All the way back to when Terry and Kim Pegula bought this franchise and gave the NFL and the nation a collective middle finger that this football team is not moving to Toronto or any place else because the Bills belong exactly in the town that Ralph Wilson founded them in 1960. They belong in Buffalo. And I'm not exactly here to tell you that greatness is upon us because I can't predict the future. But what is being built in this city? What is being built in this franchise? What is being built by this ownership, this front office, this coaching staff, and this team is going to be a lot of fun to watch for a very long time. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Because we've been waiting a long time and it feels so good. The story of this football game, if I can transition. The story of this football game. Josh Allen comes out in a primetime football game at home. It's been an interesting career for Josh Allen in primetime, the games that he's had, the games that he's won, and the games that he's lost. Josh Allen in 2019 against the Cowboys in primetime. There is no bigger stage. I know what everybody thinks. Well, Thanksgiving isn't really primetime. No, you're wrong. Thanksgiving is the epitome of primetime. There's no bigger stage than Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. Josh Allen comes out and destroys the Dallas Cowboys. In that same year, he goes into Pittsburgh on Sunday night and clinches with the playoffs on the line, clinches a playoff berth. For the first time in his young career as a starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, he does it in primetime. And then you advance into this year, and there's the COVID situation and everything that's going on in the NFL screwing. And if Roger Goodell from Jamestown, New York is listening, you screwed us. The NFL screws the Buffalo Bills, right, against the Titans. Nobody in that football team and the Buffalo Bills wanted to be in Tennessee that night. And the Bills, they didn't even lay an egg. It would have required effort. A chicken has effort when it lays an egg. Like, it's not painful, but there's an aspect of labor. When a chicken lays an egg, it's actually working. There was no effort even given to that football team or to that football game. And then you advance to the Kansas City game in Buffalo. Bad weather. Josh Allen's injured. Who knows what's going on, what the game plan is. It is what it is, but all of a sudden, Buffalo Bills fans, Bills Mafia, have retreated back into that state of, oh my God, I hate primetime, because every time the Buffalo Bills show up on primetime, they suck. Guess what? If you were wondering if the real Josh Allen and the real Buffalo Bills primetime football team is the former or the latter, they are the former. And oh, by the way, they've now beaten two very good football teams in primetime. The national stage, back-to-back weeks, headed into the playoffs, three games left in the season, they're putting it all together, and they're doing it on gigantic stages. You should be encouraged, Bills Mafia. But the story of this football game, as I began to tell you, was Josh Allen comes into this football game, and he got punched in the face. Punched in the face. His offensive line was doing him no favors. His receivers were not catching the football. He was getting rushed. The time clock in his head was incredibly hurried. He got punched in the face. Not only did he get punched in the face, but he got punched in the face hard. And then he stepped back, shook it off, and knocked him out. I'm not sure that you understand what you're watching sometimes, Bills Mafia. And I love Twitter because I'm a part of Twitter and just that community that's there and the catharticness of us all being together, watching football games together, watching our Buffalo Bills plays as we go through these things and making statements and then retracting and saying that we were wrong and quoting ourselves and saying stuff. The first half of this football game was not great for either football team. Up until about the last 3 minutes, the Bills were being manhandled. It did not look good. I was preparing to have a podcast where I was going to tell you that this football game, because the Bills lost, did not matter because the Dolphins lost as well. And as long as we stay ahead of the Dolphins, that is the only goal. All we need to do is stay ahead of the Dolphins up until the last game of the season, because there's no way the Miami Dolphins are beating the Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park in January, if it matters. That's what I was prepared to tell you. Then as sure as John Fina sends me a text message right before the second half ends, and he says, I've got a feeling that Brian Daboll has figured them out, he's got adjustments for them, and Josh Allen is going to light them up in the second half. What do? They come out. And they play Josh Allen football. When I say that I don't know that you know what you're watching, I'm speaking to adversity. You're talking about a football team that in prime time, 2 weeks in a row, has overcome adversity, where in 20 years prior, this team would have folded like a chair. If I'm overreacting, I don't know what underreacting is. I don't know. If I'm overreacting, I don't know what objectivity is. If I'm overreacting, I don't know what realism is. If I'm overreacting, I don't know how anybody that's not feeling the way that I'm feeling right now is supposed to feel. Solid and incredible play from the defense. This defense is getting back to where it was last year, and it's scary. We all watch the same football games. We all listen to and hear from the same announcers and the media folk, and they all say, you want to be playing your best football in December. Have you checked the calendar? Because it's not September. This defense is getting back to where it was in 2019, and it is scary to think what this team can be with this offense and this defense going into the playoffs. Oh, and by the way, having some home games. And now you can break out the violins for this concept of a football calendar year where there are no fans, not only during the season at Bill Stadium, but to have a home playoff game again in January in Buffalo, and not a single fan in the stadium. That's the only down part about this whole entire episode that I'm going to give you. But the story of this game was the adversity that they faced, not just for a first drive, not for just the first quarter, but literally through almost an entire half. They made adjustments, and they didn't look back. And the reality is the Steelers didn't have an answer. I'll leave you as far as the story of the game with this. It was weird to me, and I tweeted at one point, right before the first half ended, that this game is going nothing like anything that I had predicted. Like nothing. And then by the end of the second half, it had kind of gone exactly like I had predicted. The Bills just needed to find themselves. And we're talking about a football team that is able to do that inside of a football game now, almost inside of halves. I said it already. I'll say it again. You need to be encouraged. This team is for real. In the first half, this offense came out. They were out of rhythm early. Like they just could not put. And it wasn't just them. The Steelers were having. It was weird. Chris Collinsworth said it. And yes, I was sick and tired of listening to that guy talk too. But he said it. He asked Mike Tirico, doesn't this game just feel weird? And it did. Both offenses came out. It wasn't like the defenses were playing stellar football. Both offenses came out and they just could not get it together. They couldn't find rhythm. They couldn't find flow. Josh Allen sees Cole Beasley streaking down the sideline by himself, goes to put it out there. His arm is hit and it's an interception, which is basically one of the things that my dad taught me early that you all need to realize if you don't already. If a quarterback throws a 40-yard pass and it's intercepted, it's effectively a punt. It's nothing to really get upset about. Yes, it hurts. It stings. But it's not like the quarterback fumbling, getting sacked and fumbled. That's bad. A 40-yard pass or 30-yard pass that's intercepted is a punt. But his arm was hit. But the defense kept us in this football game because they were playing stout football to go along with whatever it was that the Steelers were trying to do and could not execute, to include catching the football. We saw more of that. We heard about it coming in, and the Steelers showed more of it. But so did the Bills. Josh Allen was not accurate in that first half. When he was accurate, the wide receivers were having trouble catching the football. It was basically a punt fest in that first half. Not because of good defense, but more, like I said, because of lack of execution by both offenses. It was just bad, poor offensive play. Josh Allen finishes the half with two interceptions. The first one, as I told you, coming off of his arm being hit. The second one, Dawson Knox is just an enigma to me. There's not a kid probably on this football team that I want to love more. I want to love Dawson. I've met you before. You're an awesome kid. I want to love you. Please let me love you. Like, would you please do things to let me love you? Don't catch a football, turn around, get hit by some guy half your size, fumble the football out, go to the ground, and then pop the ball up in the air so Josh Allen gets another interception on his ticker mark. We're trying to make the kid an MVP. You're not helping. What a sequence of events. At the end of that first half, Josh Allen's clock was so fast. He was like, he wanted nothing to do with sitting in that pocket. He was sitting in the pocket, but he wanted nothing to do with it. Cam Hayward, it was funny because like coming into this football game, everybody was talking about J.J. Watt, and I got sucked into it. And I got sucked into it enough that it was like T.J. Watt. Everybody was talking about T.J. Watt, and I got sucked into it enough that it was like, yeah, Darrell Williams is going to have to cover him, and you know, and we're going to put Feliciano, we're going to double team him. And I was like, but don't forget the Cam Hayward. Like I said in every show, I said it with Clay on Wednesday at the Hump Day Hotline. I said it with John Fina on Friday for the Off Tackle Show. I said it again in the pregame show. I was like, don't forget Cam Hayward. And Cam Hayward was a one-man wrecking crew. The Bills had no answer. Sorry, I just hit my microphone. The Bills had no answer for Cam Hayward. That is until the second half. And if there is an unsung hero on this football team, it is Darrell Williams. Darrell Williams has quietly brought his lunch pail to work and done his job masterfully all season long. If there's a guy that probably deserves to go to the Pro Bowl that isn't named Josh Allen or Stephon Diggs or Trey White, it's Darrell Williams. Like, seriously, this kid is playing great football. He's playing out of his mind. They made the adjustment, and they said, you know what, Darrell, guess what? This isn't your night, bro. I know we told you all week that we were going to give you some help as it pertains to this T.J. Watt guy, who's the little brother of J.J. Watt. And I know you know who J.J. Watt is because I'm sure you've played him, and he's one of the best defensive players in the NFL. Well, his brother plays for the Steelers, and I don't know if you know that or not, but you get to guard him, and we're going to give you help. But I know we said we were going to give you help, but we're actually not going to give you help now because the other dude that's on the defensive line is killing us. So you get to guard J.J. Watt's brother, who's probably just as good as J.J. Watt, maybe a little worse, maybe a little better. Who knows? Depends on what team you root for. But you got to guard him all by yourself. So good luck. Good luck. And Darrell was like, all right, I got this. I got this, bro. But Josh Allen's clock was so fast. He was out of rhythm. He was inaccurate. And he got to the point in that football game in the first half where he reverted to, got to get it back in one play, Josh. And I tweeted that. I got to get it back. I got to throw 35 yards downfield to get us back. I got to get us back. There's a weirdness to Josh Allen forcing the team into rhythm and forcing the team into momentum. And that's not the way that it works. Rhythm and momentum don't work that way. It's an organic, living, breathing thing. Unless you listen to WGR and they don't believe in momentum. But momentum is literally a living, breathing thing. It's an organic thing that happens when the collective comes together or a play happens that isn't forced. You can't force momentum. But we saw a very out of rhythm and inaccurate Josh Allen up until about that last drive in the first half. Then the second half comes. My, oh my, the second half. Boy, did it come. At one point, I tweeted out, is this going to be known as the Stephon Diggs game? You know, as we're talking 3 years down the road, do you remember the Stephon Diggs game? Oh, yeah, the Stephon Diggs game on Sunday Night Football against the Steelers. Is that the game? Yes, that's the game I'm speaking of. Yeah, the Stephon Diggs game. Yeah, I remember that game. It was great. He had 15 catches for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns in the second half. Stephon Diggs came to life in the second half. For whatever reason, it was the Steelers completely forgot that the number one wide receiver in the NFL, yes, I just said that, is playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage from you. And they just let him kind of run wherever he wanted to run. And Josh Allen's like, oh, there you are. Oh, there's my boo. Oh, hey, what's up, boo? I see you over there. Oh, hey, boo. Hey, boo. Oh, boo, you're over there now? Okay, boo. Got you, boo. Right? Isn't that what you watched? Wow. Stephon Diggs coming to life in that football game mattered to Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs has become a security blanket for Josh Allen. It's been as much as Beasley is dominant, and Beasley is very much a trigger to the flow that Josh Allen finds. Stephon Diggs is his security blanket. He is the guy that Josh feels most comfortable throwing the football to. There's just something about he always knows where Diggs is going to be, and Diggs always knows where Josh wants him to be. It's something to watch. It's something that we have not watched. It's been some of you have never seen this as a Buffalo Bills fan. You've watched Tom Brady do it with Julian Edelman. You've watched Peyton Manning do it with with Marvin Harrison. You've watched Aaron Rodgers do it with Devontae Adams. You've watched Jordy Nelson. You've watched quarterbacks do it with players, and always wondered why can't my quarterback do that too with a wide receiver? Like why is my offense clunky and weird? 20 years of there was a flash. There was a flash in the Chan Gailey offense with Ryan Fitzpatrick of about six games where this offense was not clunky and weird. And outside of that, for 20 years, this offense was clunky and weird. Not anymore. And Stephon Diggs is a huge, huge piece of that puzzle. But as Stephon Diggs came to life and they made adjustments and Dable put them in position to win. And I'm a guy that wanted Dable fired. Side note. I am one of the guys coming out of last year that was like, you know what, if they let that kid go, I don't even care. If he gets a full-time or if he gets a head coaching job, who gives a crap? It can't be that bad. Brian Dable deserves a head coaching job at this point. Like what? I don't credit Brian Dable for developing Josh Allen. If Brian Dable receives a head coaching job and the reason is for him to develop a quarterback, that's not the reason. Brian Dable, I don't believe, has developed Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Jordan Palmer and some of the other stuff and like the work that Josh has put in and like the book study that Josh does and the work and the grind that Josh Allen finds has made Josh Allen who he is. However, Brian Dable has become masterful at understanding what he has on offense and how to get them in the best position to succeed, even with adversity early. And it's happened just this year. And I'm not one to tell you that, like, yes, the pieces matter. He didn't have the pieces in 18. He didn't have the pieces in 19. He's got the pieces now. But even with the Bills coming back in the second and finding rhythm and basically taking that game over, the Steelers started climbing back because the Bills do what the Bills do. They were beginning to allow gobs of yards to the Steelers offense, and which led them to their second score. But Levi Wallace, my, Levi Wallace told Joe Miller to shut your mouth. You know what, Joe Miller? Just shut your mouth. Ben Roethlisberger drops back. He's looking to his left, comes back to his right, sees a guy flash, chucks the ball up in the air 35, 40 yards downfield, and Levi Wallace basically seals the win for the Buffalo Bills. And the rest is history. The Buffalo Bills win. They beat the Steelers 26-15 in a game that probably wasn't that close. And as we look at the stats real quick, Ben Roethlisberger was 21-37 for 187 yards. Two touchdowns, two interceptions. Love it. James Conner. The Steelers' rushing offense was basically not even to be found. They rushed for 47 yards. Whoop-de-doo. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 100. And, first ballot Hall of Famer, multiples. I believe he's won multiple Super Bowls, two of them, right? Super Bowl winning, first ballot Hall of Famer, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 187 yards. Not bad against a football team that was 11-1. The Steelers team was 11-1, and yes, we went into great depth and great detail about the teams that they had faced. But this defense is legit. You saw it tonight. Josh Allen finished tonight 24-43 for 238 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. And what's amazing about that is I wouldn't call this a floor game. This wasn't a situation where Josh Allen came out and had a bad football game. He came to life. This was just a situation where Josh Allen played football and the numbers were what they were and the Bills still won. And they won because the defense was great. And Josh Allen and Brian Dable made adjustments and they found flow and rhythm late. But if you watch this game up until they had to put it away and Zach Moss did, this football team is a pass-first football team. Don't let anybody tell you different. Don't let anybody talk to you about balance. Don't let anybody talk to you about we got to run the ball more because it's cold outside. This offense, this team goes as Josh Allen goes, and Josh Allen is a pass-first quarterback. Well, what do you mean, Joe? What do I mean? I mean Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, guys that pass the ball first and primarily. That's Josh Allen. Zach Moss carried the ball 13 times for 43 yards, mostly at the end, but he had some clutch first downs. Devin Singletary was 7 carries for 32. Opposite of what myself and people like Ashley thought, that it was actually going to be the Devin Singletary show, Moss had the opportunity to get his yards, get his carries, and hang on to the football, and he did his job. Josh was 6 for 28. I don't remember him rushing for 6 yards. I know there's a couple, like, 1-yard runs in there, and then he had that one big long one that got called back. And then they finally got Stephon Diggs on a jet sweep, which, oh, by the way, Stephon Diggs used to run the jet sweep in Minnesota all the time. He's run it once this year as a Buffalo Bill. And they did it just to put it on tape. I promise you, they did it just to put it on tape. They did not do that because they wanted Stephon Diggs to run that thing. They did it just so that other teams would have to cover, like, think about it. From a reception standpoint, Stephon Diggs, 10 receptions for 130 yards and a touchdown. Cole Beasley was 5 for 41 yards. Dawson Knox, 4 for 34. Gabriel Davis, 3 for 19. Isaiah McKenzie, 1 for 12. Devin Singletary, 1 for 2. And the other touchdown was from Gabriel Davis. That touchdown that Josh Allen threw to Gabriel Davis was a freaking grown man throw. I don't know how there's any more. How could there possibly be a single Josh Allen hater left in Bills Mafia? This guy makes throws that are all world, that there's only one or two other guys in the NFL that can make, and their names are Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And the kid's 24 years old. He's still going to get better. What? He's 24 years old. He's only going to get better. Do you get it? Do you see it? Do you hear it? Do you feel it? Seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Overreaction Sports Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills Podcast, Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. We are now going to get into the Bills Mafia Tweet Bank. I think that's what I'm going to name it. I think it's going to be called from now on the Overreaction Tweet Bank. So the Bills Mafia Overreaction Tweet Bank, brought to you by Ambit Design. Ambit Design is a huge fan of the Buffalo Bills. They're focused on producing authentic branding and web design with the reliability and determination needed to get the job done. Don't stress about your online presence. Go to ambitdesign.com and let Ambit help you get it done. So you guys have blown me up. Blown me the frick up. Like I don't think I can get through them all. I got 35 of these things. And I got a bunch of, like, I don't know why some of you are DMing me now. Like, some of you are, like, direct messaging me, which makes no sense. All you got to do is just message me, but we'll do this. So let me get into this thing the best that I can. So first one, the Overreaction Tweet Bank from my guy, Brian Bowers, Brian Anthony, at B_EZ4. Man, what a game, Joe. How many more signature wins, quote unquote, do the Bills need for the haters to give us the respect we deserve? Doesn't matter. Buffalo versus everybody. My man. Every son and daughter of Buffalo understands the concept of Buffalo versus everybody because we live it, breathe it, sleep it, and eat it. Josh keeps cooking. Receivers keep eating. Love you, bro. Let's go. Love you too, Brian. You're the man. Appreciate you, dude. Liam the Lost, my guy Liam. The Buffalo Bills are going 13-3, and I'm not accepting anything else. We will be the second seed, positioning ourselves better for a home playoff win. The Buffalo Bills cannot be stopped. We are rolling or flying all the way to the AFC Championship game and winning. Let's go. All right. Andrew Miller, my brother from another mother, at, I can't read what that says. Millicigarillo? Millicigarillo. Okie doke. Sign Darrell Williams to whatever he wants, and I'm over Knox. He can start being the healthy scratches. Bring back Croft. I think that, so, Andrew, I think the reason that the Dawson is getting run and Croft is getting scratched is because Dawson is a better blocker. I legit think that that's what's going on in this situation. It does remain to be seen what's going to happen in this situation. I love Dawson. Like I said, he's a player that it's hard to not root for, but it just is what it is. My man, Dave Thorpe, at Sacks of Dave. Part one, Uh-oh. D gets pick six and double-digit wins with three still to play. And then he's got the Kermit the Frog like losing his mind gif. Part two, I'm friggin' ecstatic. My guy from across the pond, Dave, somehow we got to meet, bro. My wife wants to visit the UK, and she wants to visit like France and Italy. So somehow we got to connect. So either you're coming here or we're going there. Awesome team performance despite a slow start on the offense. D had arguably their best game of the year and a pick six, which you called, Dave. Even Boho punted well. Must be your jersey motivation. Hey, dude, hashtag Boho Mojo. I'm telling you, you all need to use it. Hashtag Boho Mojo. We adjusted well. Back-to-back strong wins, hitting our stride at exactly the right time. I love it, dude. You were so on it. It's true. Dave, I'm guessing it's Georgian or Gorgon. At Suck Less Gorgon. At Buffalo Bills defense is the lights out. At Stephon Diggs equals alpha. Run game is just enough. Weck and wings recipe for a win. 10-3. Let's go. I'm with you. C Dub at Chriswell 73. What? Shut the front friggin' door. Offensive struggles in the first half was a credit to the Steelers D. Bills dial it up to 11 and finish strong. This one goes to 11. Well, why not just make 10 louder? Because this one goes to 11, and that's what he's talking about. The Bills dialed it up to 11, finish strong. Wallace, what a pick. What? Go Bills. I love it, dude. I love the energy. Will Fox at Bills win 716. What did we learn tonight? Number one, Knox is a liability more than an asset this year. Two, Josh Allen is good at football. Three, Stephon Diggs is good at football. Four, Beasley is still currently open. And five, Josh Allen is really good at football. Go Bills and Browns tomorrow. I love all of this. The only thing that I would say is I'm not ready, and this, I'm going to get flack for this. I'm not ready to give up on Dawson Knox yet. I'm just not ready to give up on Dawson Knox just yet. That is not the one that I'm looking for. Annalisa, thank you for being part of the show at Annalisa_DIB. I'm okay with the boring first quarter in exchange for an exciting third. Preach. Annalisa, we're going to give Annalisa the microphone. Preach. The defense puts up more points for the first time since 2017 and is the first team to sack Ben in, I think, five games. I actually don't know. I'll take it. I'll take your word for it, even though you're telling me to fact check it. It's a good feeling to have balance between the offense and the defense. It is great to see the defense pulling their job. And then she tags on also, Boho still killing it. The jersey is obviously working. I don't know. Maybe. Bill's guy wannabe at Reed_Levine. I honestly was concerned in the first half, but the halftime adjustments that included the tools in our pockets led to a comfortable victory. 10-3 with a stranglehold on the division. Great Sunday of football. Go Bills. This is what's up. So this is literally what's up. We are in a position at the point now where you can pretty much call the Buffalo Bills the AFC champions. The AFC East champions. You can literally just scratch that one off. Hasn't happened since 1990, whatever. The Buffalo Bills are the AFC champion. It would take a colossal letdown at this point. Colossal. But yes. Joey C. at Witty McWhittle. From the Taron Johnson pick six on, which I didn't even get to talk about on this show, it's probably the best we've played as a team all year. That's a scary thought. This team can make a run, without a doubt. I got on the Rico report post-game, and I didn't want to say it, but I said it. Super Bowl. Like, holy crap, are we really using the two words Super Bowl together? Like, is that what we're talking about, right? Like, we talked for years, like, you know, sure, this team is okay, and if they could just finish, you know, top 10 in offense with this defense, they could be good, and if they could finish top 10 with the defense with this offense, they could be good over the last 20 years, and if Tyrod Taylor could just be good, and, you know, and, well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they've come out so hot, and, you know, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs probably, and Drew Bledsoe's really good, and they could probably make the playoffs, but if, you know, maybe, is there a chance, are we contenders? Probably not. We're probably not Super Bowl contenders, but we, you know, you never know. It's one and done, and when you get there, anything could happen. No. It's different. One of the greatest catchphrases or phrases that we have as Bills Mafia is believe. And a certain city 2.5 hours away has tried to steal that catchphrase from us, and they're probably saying it a lot right now. But the Cleveland Browns are not the Buffalo Bills. we are in two different stratospheres as far as talent goes right now. Primetime Bills Stand at K-H-A-Z-M-I-C. I can't pronounce it. K-Hazmic. I think that's what it is. I can't wait to drop so much money on Division Champions merch. Oh, I would just tell you, just because that gives me cold chills and flashbacks, I would wait. Because the amount of, like, AFC champions that, like, sweaters that my grandma had because we were never able to win the Super Bowl. AFC champions. My grandma had, like, all the AFC East and AFC champ. Like, I think I bought her for Christmas a couple AFC East champion sweaters. She had them all. Like, if there was a color, she had it. She had them all. Just wait. I'm just telling you to wait. Just please wait. G-Man Bills fan at Theo042296. 5-3 against teams in the playoff hunt. And of course, one amazing Hail Mary away from that being 6-2. This team is for real. I don't think the Cardinals are a playoff team. That's just me. Will Fox at Bills win 716. Oh, also, this defense is looking. So apparently I'm missing a tweet here. So I got to find Will Fox's first tweet. Here it is right here below it. Will Fox, Bills win 716. That's an also as well. How many alsos are there, Bill Fox? Where are you at? I got a million tweets here, and I can't find Bill Fox's first one. They all start with "oh, also." So we're just gonna start with "oh, also." Will, if I miss one, I'm sorry. "Oh, also," first one I got. This defense is looking like 75 to 80% of the defense they were last year, and getting better each week. I don't know how a Bills fan could ask for more, dude. You're on it, like legit. That is absolutely right. Second one, also. Josh set the passing TD single season franchise record with three regular season games left to play, and Stephon Diggs set the single season franchise record for receptions in a single season with three regular season games left to play. These guys are good at football, is what he said. He's right. TJ Rilla 21 at T Rilla 21. It was nice to show the world we can win on primetime defensively, quote unquote. Leslie has this defense playing on another level, especially without any new transactions, trades, deadline help. I'm impressed. Go Bills. And he's got a picture of Billy Lee Williams clapping while smoking a cigar. It's a clutch gif. Where I'm at, noodling around. So Jose whoever at Jose underscore whoever, my guy. Bills Mafia sliding into work on Victory Monday, and he's got the gif. Apparently there's already a video or a gif of the pick six and the Bills like sliding into the end zone, which is tremendously awesome, by the way. Michael Willoughby at Mikestro 20. Great defensive performance. Allen and company delivered in the clutch in the second half. Yeah, bro. You're getting the vibe, right? Everybody's just happy. Diego at Bills Fan in Spain. Welcome into the show again, Diego. Proud and happy, man. Bro, I'm right there with you. My girl, Corey, at Codename Carly. Welcome into the show, Corey, first time. Never doubted them for a second. That pick six was a game changer. And with Diggs stacking up drive after drive, there was no stopping us. That victory is sweet. Let's go, Bills Mafia. Thank you for being a part of the show, Corey. Young Joseph at Mr. Ruffalo 22. Loved almost everything. 10-3 feels so good, but finding another solid playmaking tight end that doesn't fumble and drop passes would be nice too. I know that Knox is going to get a lot of negative run from this football game. I just don't know where to put him. I don't know what to do with him. Like I said, there's not a guy that he's got incredible talent. He's got gifts. He's got like measurements off the scales. He's just having a hard time putting it together. I don't think it's time to move on from Dawson yet. We'll see what happens. Henry Booth. What's up, Henry? At Big Nasty 6424. It's awesome watching our football team out in primetime. Couldn't be happier about the Bills. Couldn't be happier about how the Bills responded to adversity tonight. That to me is the story of this football game. Getting back to the beginning, like literally the way they responded to adversity and came back. It was big. Brian Cook at bcook23 was nervous until the pick six. What third quarter slump. Bills Mafia, they're feeling it, man. You guys are feeling the flow. Like, this thing's 48. I'm 48 minutes in, and I still got more to read. And so with that, the next one comes from 24/7 Bills 10-3 at All Day Buffalo. I'm feeling so good. The defense looked unreal and locked up like it was 2019. Josh and the offense were slow to start, but seeing them come out of the locker room hot is a good sign for the future and the playoffs. It's true, bro. Those adjustments were so key. Do not underestimate and misunderstand how important what you watched happen in this football game was. The fact that the Bills were getting punched in the face, made adjustments, and then won the football game. Diggs is an animal, and Poyer is a rock on defense. Hashtag go Bills. Gene McGuire at McGuire 52 smells like Victory Monday, and she's just got the rock doing the, can you smell what the rock is cooking? love it. Dickinson at Connor_Dickinson. Defense finally scored a TD, or scored that TD. Josh Allen was held in check, then flipped the switch and went off like a man possessed. Stephon Diggs is a true alpha. To steal a phrase coined by the Sabres, these guys are good, scary good. The league better watch out or get leveled. Hashtag SB55. Thanks for being a part of the show, Connor. Nate Reichert at Nate_Reichert18. For the first time this season, we came out after half and made some adjustments and won the third quarter. What a great game, LFG. I don't think that's the first time. They've done a pretty good job making adjustments in the past, just not quite to that effect where it was like that noticeable. But yes, you are correct. Susan Kennedy at Shamrock0205. This is the team we've been waiting for all these years. Let's go, Bills. It's so good. Man, Bills Mafia is just like, they're already breathing in Victory Monday. Jaden Wolf at JLegend33, waiting for the media to dismiss this win, saying the Steelers just aren't good. And it, you know it's coming. Get Nick right. You know it's coming. Derek at Derek19778337. Allen is the franchise. Diggs is a dog. McDermott, Frazier, and the secondary linebacking core are so in sync. It's awesome to watch. Best Bills ball since 1994. It might be 1993, but I'll take 1994, but it's probably 1993. 92, 93, somewhere around there. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. That's a song, right? At curmudge_John. Planning on where I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. That's my guy. That's my guy getting out in front of it. Jeremy at jdog_501. We are 3-0 when I'm wearing my Target bought Diggs jersey. I didn't even talk about it. We are 3-0 since I bought this Bohorquez jersey that I'm currently wearing right now. Hashtag Boho Mojo. So we are 3-0 in my Bohorquez jersey as well. Carol Ann Canuck at CFOSEE. Like I said, I smoked a bowl and watched the Bills win. No worries in legal Canada. Whatever floats your boat, yo. Nice. Live and let die. At DeepState_Sat. Can't speak for all of Patriots Nation, but speak for me. But I speak for me. Go Bills. Love it, dude. Even the Patriots fans are stepping up. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right, just got a couple more for you. Then we're going to end this podcast, this rambling affair. Chris Frampton at C_F. Can't wait for the official post, but this team is everything. Defense is lights out. Teron and Levi making me eat my words. Back-to-back decisive wins in primetime. Can't wait for the next 2 months of Bills football. Hashtag run the table. Hashtag go Bills. Love it, dude. Next is my guy, Richard Rush. Richard Rush at Richard R. Rush 2. Joe, I usually hit your post, but I just can't wait. He sent me a DM. The Bills D is in playoff form and only on the rise. Josh is the real mother trucking deal, and his ceiling is too high to see. Diggs and Beasley toy with the best Ds and cornerbacks. Wallace with a pick. Teron Johnson with a pick six. Is this Christmas Day or what? I could go on and on and on. Let's keep it up and keep it rolling. That bowl that's eluded us is in our crosshairs. Let's go, Buffalo. Hashtag go Bills. And then he follows up with, I hope that makes sense. I'm hyped, amped, out of beer. Rico is fire. Your show will be fire. It's exciting for us, brother. It's been too long for our Buffalo Bills. I don't think I was supposed to read all that, but I did anyway. And then the last one I got for you for the Overreaction Tweet Bank, brought to you by Ambit Design. I'm going to switch my take from last week. This was our most complete. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you who it was from. Bills Media 716 at Media 716. This was our most complete winner of the year. Defense balled out from top to bottom. Every return from Robert Woods was good. From Andre Roberts was good. Allen and Diggs' connection looked unstoppable, and Davis is turning into a star. Wondering if Juju did his TikTok dance with our defense in the end zone after the Teron jumped his route for a pick six. Hashtag air raiding. Hashtag go Bills. No, he did not. He did it early in the game, but he did not do it at that point when the pick six happened. But ladies and gentlemen, your Buffalo Bills are 10-3. I don't know what more you want. And they've won two primetime games in convincing fashion, back-to-back, after against two good teams after basically facing some serious adversity in both football games. One in a weather game, one on a neutral field against both, against tough defenses, tough opponents. Man, I'm just elated. I just don't even know where to go from here. Like, what a day Monday is going to be. So I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you for being a part of the show. I thank you for just listening and being a fan and being a voice and being a part of everything that I do. You are listening to the Overreaction Sports Podcast, a Buffalo football podcast brought to you by The Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. We have three more games left in this season. You can find me this week on Wednesday night on the Hump Day Hotline on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network at 9 o'clock. That's on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. But until then, you won't probably be seeing a whole lot of me, as I had a busy week last week, so I've got a couple days off here coming into that. Looking forward to those days off, if you will, from just kind of creating content. But super, super appreciative of you guys. I know I say it a lot. I can't say it enough. But with that, thank you guys for tuning in. The Bills are 10-3. Everything is within our reach and within our grasp. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be a Buffalo Bills fan. Until next week, go Bills.
When the Crave calls, the only thing better than one White Castle cheese slider is 10 of them packed with 10 times the melty cheese and 100% savory beef. So get your hands on 10 cheese sliders for only $7.99 for a limited time. Because whether you've got a big group or a big appetite, the only way to follow your Crave is with 10 delicious cheese sliders. Now just $7.99 for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your Crave. Tax not included.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.